Just like the Mitsubishi Triton, the Rush Hour with MG and Liam are engineered for power and performance. Nothing can frighten a Triton.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And this is semi-final football, MG. Roosters, Manly, Battle of the Beaches, all the way up in beautiful Mackay.
Blockbuster, sudden death elimination finals tonight and tomorrow night. It's all come down to this. Both games are going to be epic. And they say that one door closes, another door opens. What about Mackay? Imagine living in Mackay this weekend, 80,000 people up there, and all of a sudden they've got two major semi-finals from the NRL. They'll be speaking about this for years and years to come. This is an amazing thing for Mackay. Unbelievable.
I don't know what the slogan of Mackay is, but for this weekend it should be Mackay, the centre of the rugby league universe.
Well, it is.
Because that's where all the footy is this weekend. Tonight's game, tomorrow night's game. For tonight, we've got you covered all the way through till the final whistle. NRL prime time from 7 o'clock and then kickoff 7.50. Yourself, Peter Sterling, Anthony Maroon, Ben Dobbin, our man on the ground in Mackay. Ripping team, ripping game, ripping show coming up. Tom Burgess, the Bunnies have earned themselves a week off and what a performance he put in last week. He'll join us to have a bit of a chat. We've got Sterlo dropping in for a bit of rapid fire footy action, and we are going to put the focus on your Penrith Panthers, MG.
Yep, we're going to drill down on the Penny Panthers and see if last week was just a little bit of a hiccup or not.
How are you feeling about a possible straight set Texas?
I think they'll beat Parra.
Oh, okay, we'll see how Peter Sterling feels about that a bit later on. This is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Up next, we are going to go deep on the Manly Roosters matchup. Does Manly have a plan B if Tommy Turbo can't get involved? Is the Roosters' back row the key to victory tonight? We're going to discuss it next. Rush Hour with MG and Liam.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Friday night football, Manly Seagulls, Sydney Roosters, season over for the loser. Winner goes on to take on South Sydney next week in a prelim for a chance to play off in a grand final. Oh. We've arrived at that time of year, MG.
Yeah, we have, and it's kind of crept up on us because the lack of rugby league in Sydney means that we're kind of a little bit devoid of what's going on. But
it's like there's a really good party, but it's happening up the street and we haven't been invited to. So, well, let's dig into tonight's matchup, MG.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG. What's cracking? Brought to you by Kraken and Dry Premix, the taste you've been hunting for.
You've been poring over these team lists for the last hour.
Yeah, I have been poring over this team list, and we'll pull back the curtain a bit for our listeners and tell them that we've asked every club to come on this weekend for a chat.
Yeah.
The Roosters did with Radley, Brian Toto yesterday, the Eels. Have the Eels come on?
We haven't had the Eels on this week.
No.
But we had Brad Arthur on last Friday.
We didn't ask anyway. We're Tommy Burgess today, but the Seagulls said no. They just said no. And I take that as a let's go type moment for Manly. I think Desi Hasler's going to have him ramped up. And I think they'll win tonight against the Roosters. I think the Roosters have been so gallant. So gallant this year that they deserve everything that comes their way. Trent Robinson will be the coach of the year. James Tedesco will be the captain of the year. What he's done this year is simply the best.
Yep.
To take a line off Tina Turner. I look at this Roosters team, and unbelievably, seven of the guys who are playing tonight, Adam Kieran, Ikevalu, Hutchinson, Sam Walker, Egan Butcher, Fletcher Baker, and now their hooker, Ben Marski, are all playing for North Sydney in the feeder club. So to be here one step away from a prelim final, given everything they've done, everything's been well documented, the Roosters' plight this year, suspensions, injuries, retirements. For them to be here where they are as Hercules.
Well, let me Herculean.
Herculean!
What if?
Yes.
Right, you're tipping Manly. Fine.
I'm tipping Manly.
They're heavy favourites, according to the bookies. Mm-hmm. But what if the Roosters and Trent Robinson, they're prepared and they do exactly what the Storm Pack did last week to Manly, and they suffocate them, and Tommy Turbo's got no room to move because it's still a good forward pack for the Roosters.
Oh, they're still a good team.
You look at Warrior Hargraves, Lou, Crichton, Tupanua, Radley, it is a quality pack. What's plan B for Manly? Because they didn't have a plan B last week.
Well, Manly's plan B, if Tommy is nullified, I think their next best ball player is Josh Schuster. So he's got to get more involved. He's got to come in field looking for the ball because when, as we always speak about back rowers or edge players, I don't like calling them edge players. They're second rowers for mine. They're lock forwards. I know they call them the middle players these days, but I think Olakau too, he gets involved a lot more than Josh Schuster does. And I like to see Josh Schuster get more involved because I think he's the second best ball player in their team outside of Tom.
Yeah.
So, look, Tom won't be nullified tonight. I think they would have done their homework. And I think Des Hasler, giving the coach the ears, he would have said, okay, boys, if this happens again, if this is what happens last week, we did that Melbourne put us to the sword. If that happens again, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, if say, Teddy was nullified tonight as well, well, you mentioned the back three, in the scrum, that is, Crichton, Tupanua and Radley. I thought Radley's comeback game last week against the Titans was gigantic.
It was scary.
And I think he's going to be better tonight. I think he's going to be their barometer, their heartbeat. He'll be looking to get in the Manly Seagulls' faces every opportunity he gets.
Yeah.
It's going to be a really tough game, I reckon, for 60 minutes. So I think then Tommy might put the foot down and I think in the end the Seagulls might win by a try or two.
If Glenn Stewart was still playing in this Manly side, he'd be short odds to have a stink with Victor Radley tonight. Very short odds.
But you mentioned a really good player, the gift. I think that Josh Schuster should have watched him through the week. And that's how he's got to play.
I love it. This wouldn't be an analysis of tonight's game without this.
MG has cracked the code.
Oh.
And nobody else is getting it. This is MG's paper test.
This is how MG picks winners in rugby league. He runs down the team list and gives a tick to the player who wins the head-to-head battle. Oh,
well.
This is a tough one to start, MG. Tom Trbojevic, James Tedesco.
Oh, I can't.
You can halve.
It's a split.
It's a split.
Yeah, it is.
Split vote. Right. Jason Saab, Daniel Tupu.
Oh. Tupu.
Tupu. Brad Parker, Josh Morris.
J-Moz.
Adam Kieran, Morgan Harper.
I'm going to forgive Harper for his last game because all year he's been great. So Harper.
Garrick Ikavalu.
Garrick.
Foran, Lockie Lamb.
Foran.
DCE, Drew Hutchison.
DCE.
Right, finishing in the backs, it is 4-2 and a split in favour of the Seagulls. Forwards, Alawai, Warrior, Hargreaves.
Hargreaves.
Lockie Croker, Ben Marsh.
Croker.
Marty Tapau, Isaac Liu.
Tapau.
Olakau'atu, Crichton.
Crichton.
Tupanua, Schuster.
Tupanua.
Radley, Trbojevic.
Radley.
Right, it is currently 6-6. One vote on the benches. Manly, Walker, Lawton, Kepi, Paseka. Roosters, Walker, Butcher, Baker.
No, Paseka.
All right, Manly. There it is. He's tipping Manly. They've won the
paper test.
The paper test. That was What's Cracking, brought to you by Cracking and Dry Premix, the taste you've been hunting for.
Whew, close.
Take a breath. Because up next, we're digging into your Penrith Panthers.
Go to the mountain, men.
Could they be facing a straight set exit from the NRL finals? We'll find out next. Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
On a Friday night, getting you ready for Manly, Roosters, 7:50 kickoff. We've got you covered all the way through NRL prime time from 7 o'clock. Yourself, Peter Sterling, Anthony Maroon, Ben Dobbin, the man on the ground in Mackay.
You know, the Roosters have beat Manly the last five times they've played.
The Roosters have beat Manly the last five times.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Manly short price favourites. As tomorrow night, MG, your Panthers are short price favourites. And I should say, the Rush Hour with MG and Liam, thanks to our mates at Mitsubishi. Nothing frightens a Triton. We know that.
Stephen Crichton or Angus Crichton.
Are you trying to get Stephen Crichton a deal with Mitsubishi?
Well, if their management haven't already done it, they'd be silly, wouldn't they?
Well, you would have said the same about another car brand with your initials, but they never approached you, did they?
In Perth, they did.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I was too small for it. I was too big for it. The car was too small for
me.
Well,
you need to get yourself into a Triton, because for over 40 years, the Mitsubishi Triton has helped Australians get the hard jobs done.
Yep.
MG, you would have no trouble fitting into a Triton.
I'd love. Well, we had one last year, but Charlie and
producer Charlie and Wendell Saylor did not let the keys out of their sight for the entire time.
It
is engineered to deliver power and performance, 5-star safety, towing, the latest technology. Go and see your Mitsubishi dealer today. You need to get a hold of it now. Tomorrow night, your Panthers need to get a hold of these Parramatta Eels.
They do,
because they're in some sort of form.
Well, Parramatta, they've had a turbulent season. They started the year pretty well, like they always do, and they were at the top of the table for a long time, in the top four for a long time. Then all of a sudden they lost four in a row. Then they come out of their, they broke out of that funky type of thing and beat the Cowboys. Then they beat the Melbourne Storm, which was massive. But now they find themselves, after being Newcastle Knights last week, in another knockout semi-final against their neighbours. And these two teams in the last few years traditionally haven't scored many points in a game.
No.
So it's been about 22 to 27 points in a game on average. So I think it's going to be a low-scoring affair. Look, last week, I think the Rabbitohs totally ambushed Penrith. They just totally ambushed them, and they got caught up in outside noise that they shouldn't have been caught up in. Fisher-Harris and Cleary and Luai and Brian To'o and even Isaiah Yeo, to a lesser degree, don't usually have two quiet games in a row.
Yeah.
And as I just mentioned, 10 points they scored last week was the lowest since round five last year when Parramatta beat them. So Parramatta aren't scared of Penrith. That's one thing they won't be tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
They're not going to be scared of them. Penrith have to find that resolve that's given them that edge on most teams that they're playing. They're playing the ball quick, getting the second phase happening and all that type of stuff. And I think they've got a lot more impact off the bench as well.
I heard Sturlo refer to Penrith, the Panthers, on Moon Man this morning as the little brother up the road. That's how, Parramatta not being afraid of Penrith. There isn't that fear amongst this team. I will say, though, the inclusions for Penrith are significant. To get Leota back in and to get Edwards, that's the key one, because Crichton did a pretty solid job at fullback last week.
I thought he was Penrith's best last week.
But you take him out of your centres and all of a sudden you're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
That's right.
And you're shifting things around. But Dylan Edwards, he's not one of these superstar fullbacks. We don't talk about him like we do Trbojevic and Tedesco and Ponga and all the rest. But he gets a job done.
He's efficient. He backs up. He's safe and he's always there. If the forward wants to offload, it's usually to him. And Sturlo's right. They were formed in 47, Parramatta. We're formed in 67. So they're 20 year older brother than us. they haven't had much joint since 1986. As we keep mentioning and the media keeps mentioning. So, look, they're looking good.
Do you know who – it strikes me, and I don't know whether this is intentional, but Ivan Cleary seems to be the Panther most under pressure because of what happened with Wayne last week.
I don't know why. I don't know why he is, because he shouldn't be. And the players are a byproduct of what the coach is thinking. And last week, obviously – they obviously had some head noise, I think. Look, against Parramatta in Mackay on Saturday night, they've got to get rid of that and get back to their fundamentals, get back to the kicking game, get down the big chase, big tackles. Because Parramatta, mark my words, they're coming to get Penrith. They're going to try and get Penrith.
And Ryan Madison back into the side.
Ryan Madison's massive in.
There was a photo of Ryan Madison with his shirt off.
He's a beast.
I mean, he's been working out at MG Active.
He has.
In a big way.
Yeah, in lockdown.
So he's been doing your Zoom sessions.
What have you been doing there, mate? and interesting you say that, Liam, because Brad Arthur, when quizzed on what he's going to do with Madison, he said, I'm going to play him in the middle when he comes on. So he's going to play him at lock, or maybe put Nathan Brown at the front row or play Madison in the front row. So this is going to be interesting to see what happens.
It's going to be a nice little tactical battle too with the coaches. I cannot wait. This is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Speaking of big boys, Tom Burgess,
not much bigger.
Big performance last week for the Bunnies. He'll join us next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. We're getting you ready for tonight's Battle of the Beaches between Manly and the Roosters. And then tomorrow we have the Battle of the West with the Panthers and Penrith. But next week, it's prelim final time, and the Storm and the Bunnies have both earned themselves a week off, MG. And we are joined by a man who, I mean, he saved his best game of the season.
Oh, he was awesome.
For the win over the Panthers last week. The numbers, I don't have them in front of me, but they were big.
They were big.
They were big, Tom.
Like this next guest is.
Yeah, we speak, of course, of Tom Burgess from South Sydney. G'day, Tom.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Tommy, that was some performance you and your teammates put on Penrith last week. Did you feel that brewing in the week leading up to the game?
Oh, I mean, it's a big occasion. We've been in that position before and failed, and it hurts. So I think everyone was pretty fired up for that game, and I don't know, we had the week off the previous week. Wayne managed to arrest a few players. I think, we're all just ready to go, and whether that was a combination of the two things, and I think we did get right off, if we're being honest, and that can fire up teams too. So,
well, as Liam said, your performance was breathtaking. Off the bench, ran for over 245 metres. You're in everything. You were just a colossus. Do you mind playing that role now off the bench?
No, I don't mind. I think it was just something I was sort of just adjusting to because I'd been off, you know, starting most of the year. And then Wayne had a chat to me. He wanted to try that. So, we went with it. And I think it probably just took me a few games just to adjust to sort of my preparation because there is a bit of, you know, a different prep going to the game and not going too early with your warm-up, that sort of thing. So, yeah, I think I'm happy to do whatever I need to do for Wayne. And the modern game now, it's a big part of it.
Tom, tonight's game, Manly taking on the Roosters. The winner will take on you and your teammates in the prelim next week. How are you watching tonight's game? Are you watching it as a group? Are you watching it individually? What's the setup?
No, I think we're not really into that sort of thing. I think we just, if boys want to get together and watch it in the team room, they can. We have got a bit of a setup at where we're staying. So my partner's sister lives up here, so we're just going to go hang with them.
Well, that was amazing. The Burgess brothers at the moment are on fire. Georgie, come back from overseas. Yeah. We spoke to George before, just after his hip operation, and he gave us a little hint that he'd be coming back, and great to see him back on our shores. And your brother last night, we were both commenting on the show before, myself and Liam, going through that tunnel, Big Sammy. I don't know how he did it, especially with his bad shoulders he's got.
Mate, I'm just glad it wasn't me going through there, I think.
I would have done Manu. Yeah. I said, I'm out. See ya.
Me and George would have struggled going through that, I think. I'm really proud of him, how he's coming across on the show. And sometimes, it can be it's not the person you know or whatever. Yeah. But, I mean, that's him, and he's just ripping in. And it's just great to see that's a person we all know and love.
Absolutely.
You also have undertaken, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but you've been following a guy called Wim Hof, who's known for his
Iceman.
His Iceman, his breathing techniques. Tell us how elaborate you've gone into following Wim.
Yeah, it's something that I a few years ago I sort of come across him, and it's not like a religious thing. I don't do it every day. I sort of wake up and do it. It's just I think it's sort of a need-to-need basis. If I'm feeling like I need to get in there and do a bit, I will. And I do the cold showers quite often. That's one thing that I do quite regularly just to keep it going. But, yeah, mate, it's just got some great techniques. I think a lot of people can benefit from it.
Your coach, it strikes me that Wayne Bennett would go all right in an ice bath. I reckon his demeanour wouldn't change at all.
If you had no plug, he'd go down the drain.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's what it's all about, just being comfortable in those uncomfortable situations. And he's pretty good at that, I think.
Oh, he's the great.
You on the SAS Australia, mate.
Imagine him.
We would have been good on that.
Imagine Wayne Bennett on SAS Australia. He'd break down the SAS soldiers. Yeah. He'd break down the instructors, I reckon. Tom, next week, you've earned yourself a week off with a fantastic win over the Panthers. Next week, you will take on the winner of tonight's game between the Roosters and the Seagulls. Enjoy Queensland. Enjoy your freedom. We cannot wait to see you and your teammates back on the field next week in prelim final action.
Thanks, fellas. Thanks for having me, and happy watching tonight.
The Triton. It's Mitsubishi's toughest dude ever. Nothing can frighten a Triton. Thanks to Harvey Norman. Don't miss a minute of the footy finals action with great deals on Philips TVs.
The finals are here at last.
The Triple M Rush Hours. Telly. Thon.
And it starts next week. This is the final reminder we are giving you before our TV giveaway extravaganza kicks off next week.
Well, you've got the weekend to brush up on all your rugby league knowledge because the rugby league knowledge you acquire could get you a 65-inch bells and whistles TV from Harvey Norman.
Philips 4K LED LCD TV. Thanks to Harvey Norman. Don't miss a minute of the action this footy finals with great deals on Philips TVs at Harvey Norman. And you need your TV for footy's final because you can't go up there because it's all in Queensland. Head to the Triple M Win page. Register, spend the week brushing up, and all you're going to need to do next week if we call you is identify moments, magic moments from footy finals.
Have you got an example?
Here's an example of the sort of moment we'd expect you to identify.
Right foot kick down the ground, into the end goal almost. Hodgson cuts it off.
Okay, so they're not easy.
Not easy.
But these TVs we're giving away are unbelievable. Mm. So, and you can hear that sound on that TV. That was from an old TV.
Old TV.
That's an old one.
Exactly.
So, imagine when you get the pristine one.
The Philips 65-incher.
Yeah.
So that's it. Head to the Triple M Win page. Register every single day next week. We are giving away one of these TVs. You and I tried to pocket one of them for ourselves. They said no. We've only got five, and we're giving one away every day next week. So make sure you're registered for your chance.
I'm going to still try, but
You're going to call up while you're in studio.
Rolling Doc. Hi, it's MG. Just here to pick up a TV.
The Rush Hour Telethon. Make sure you get involved. This man, geez, he looked good on the TV back in the day with the hair flowing. Parramatta icon that he is, Peter Sterling.
Oh, yeah. He's their best.
You named him as such earlier this week. Sterling, he's calling the game tonight, and he will join us up next for a bit of rapid-fire footy action. The Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M, getting you ready for Thursday night footy between the Roosters and the Sea Eagles.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. NRL Primetime coming up after 7 o'clock as we get you ready for Manly v Roosters. Loser leaves town match. Winner goes on to a prelim final against the Bunnies. We welcome in the great Peter Sterling. Good evening, Sterlo.
Evening, Liam. MG, hair flowing? No, I just looked in the reflection. Unfortunately not. They were the days. I love week two of the final. Look, I thought last week was fantastic, but when you get down to sudden death every game, that's when it really starts cooking.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go deep on that game after 7 o'clock. Anthony Maroon and Ben Dobbin at the ground in Mackay, but we finish up our Friday night show with a bit of this.
Rush Hour's rapid-fire footy.
Fast footy questions, fast footy answers. Thanks to the Lone Pine Tavern in Rudy Hill. Drive-through food fest every weekend. LonePineTavern.com.au. Go and check it out and go and support your local businesses. First question, we'll start with you, Sterlo, as the guest. Mackay, the venue for tonight's game. Best bush venue you ever played at?
Hometown. The old Eric Weisel Oval in Wagga Wagga. It used to be behind the Wagga Lease Club there. Unfortunately, neither of those exist anymore, which is very, very sad. But, yeah, played a lot of junior footy there behind the Lease Club and loved the ground.
MJ?
Yeah, I played there once too. That was awesome. Narromine was mine. I played out at Group 10 at Narromine in 1988. It's in the trial game. Ron Willie took us out there for a bit of bonding and have a game of footy. It was the best weekend I've had in a long time, as far as footy goes.
So it wasn't the ground, it was everything around.
Well, the ground was hard as rock.
I can't even remember the ground.
I know it went east to west. That was one thing I remember of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the city sports ground?
MG, during the week, you gave a power rankings of the best five players from Parramatta and Penrith combined. Those two teams obviously playing tomorrow night. And you had your top three Parramatta players there. Remind us who they were.
I had the Crow at three. I had Ray Price at two. And I had Mr. Sterling at number one.
Okay, Sterlo, without having to play favourites for MG, I need you to give me your top three Penrith players.
Okay. MG, four. do they have to be power ranked?
They don't have to be ranked. Okay. You can any
just
order.
In the order.
I go back. Mike Stevenson, great hooker, English hooker, played there. Bill Ashurst was there the same time, but Mike Stevenson, he was
great.
He was a wonderful, wonderful player. And I think probably the two standouts, Greg Alexander and Brad Fittler. Yep. They're my three and MG four. It's a good quartet.
I just missed out by that much.
It's a good quartet. Well, MG, if you had your time again, you can't play as a back rower.
Yep.
Which position would you love to play?
Well, I played on my junior footy as a 5'8", but I don't think in today's game I'd like that because you're stuck on one edge. I think fullback, you feel like you got the most freedom, I think, in today's game. Maybe that or hooker.
Sterlo?
Look, I came down to Sydney as a 5'8", and then Johnny Peard threw me the football and said, practice feeding scrum, so I thought that meant something. But I don't. It'll be 5'8" now because I don't think they play much differently. You just, first receiver, second receiver. I think that would be okay.
Okay. Now, MG, you've got a bet with Jess Eva from Moon Man in the morning.
Yes.
That if the Parramatta Eels win tomorrow night against the Panthers, you'll get on the tools with her husband Norm.
Yes. And if Penrith wins, she comes and
does a Zoom class.
She hosts a gym when MG Active opens back up.
Sterlo, what was the last thing you built with your hands?
I don't think I've ever built anything with my.
A paper plane?
Embarrassing.
What about a paper plane?
Look, my wife comes from a building family, and if there's anything, I just look to her and she does it. So I'm going to say, instead of putting something together would be, falls into that category, it would be a saddle and bridle, putting that together.
Okay, that's not bad.
Okay.
Knowing how the stirrups and the girth
that's
and all that
all right.
is and the...
Well, the, yeah, the I don't.
MG, you've got 3 seconds to tell us what yours was.
Sorry. Employ your weakness.
Oh, you hire it out.
Yes.
Righto.
I've never been built anything in my life.
You two got to stick around.
Bye-bye.
NRL Primetime coming up after this. Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.